بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اصبر على ما يقولون واذكر عبدنا داود ذا الأيد إنه أواب.
Verse number 17. O Messenger, be patient on the things these deniers say, which do not please you. And remember my servant Dawood, who had the power to fight his enemies and persevere in Allah's obedience. He used to turn to Allah frequently through repentance and actions which please him.
إِنَّا سَخَّرْنَا الْجِبَالَ مَعَهُ يُسَبِّحْنَ بِالْعَشِيِّ وَالْإِشْرَاقِ.
Verse number 18. I subjugated the mountains with Dawood. They would exult with his exulting at the end of the day and its beginning at sunrise.
وَالطَّيْرَ مَحْشُورَةً كُلٌّ لَهُ أَوَّابٌ.
Verse number 19. And I subjugated the birds held in the air. Each of them was obedient, exulting out of following him.
وشددنا ملكه وآتيناه الحكمة وفصل الخطاب.
Verse number 20. And I strengthened his kingdom through the awe, strength, and help against his enemies I had given him. And I gave him prophethood and correctness in his affairs. And I gave him clear eloquence in every objective and decisiveness in speech and wisdom.
وَهَلْ أَتَاكَ نَبَأُ الْخَصْمِ إِذْ تَسَوَّرُوا الْمِحْرَابَ.
Verse number 21. O Messenger, has the news of the two disputants come to you when they climbed upon the place of worship of Dawood, peace be upon him?
إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَى دَاوُودَ فَفَزِعَ مِنْهُمْ قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ. قالوا لا تخف خصمان بغى بعضنا على بعض فاحكم بيننا بالحق ولا تشطط واهدنا إلى سواء الصراط.
Verse number 22. When they entered upon Dawood suddenly, so he became frightened, due to their strange act of entering upon him in this most unusual of ways. When they saw his fear, they said, "Do not fear. We are two disputants, one of us having wronged the other. So judge between us justly, and do not be unjust when you judge between us, and guide us to the right path, which is the path of correctness."
إن هذا أخي له تسع وتسعون نعجة ولي نعجة واحدة فقال أكفلنيها وعزني في الخطاب.
Verse number 23. One of the disputants said to Dawood, peace be upon him, "This man is my brother. He has 99 ewes. And I have one ewe. He asked me to give him that too, and he has overpowered me in proof."
قال لقد ظلمك بسؤال نعجتك إلى نعاجه وإن كثيرا من الخلطاء ليبغي بعضهم على بعض إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وقليل ما هم. وظن داود أن ما فتناه فاستغفر ربه وخر راكعا وأناب.
Verse number 24. Then Dawood judged between them and addressed the claimant, saying, "Your brother has wronged you when he asked you to add your you into his ewes. And many partners oppress one another by taking their rights and not being fair, except the believers who do good actions. For they are fair with their partners and do not wrong them. But those attributed with that are few. And Dawood, peace be upon him, was convinced that I only put him to test through this dispute. So he sought forgiveness from his Lord, and prostrated to get close to him, and repented to him.
فَغَفَرْنَا لَهُ ذَٰلِكَ وَإِنَّ لَهُ عِندَنَا لَزُلْفَىٰ وَحُسْنَ مَآبٍ.
Verse number 25. So I responded to him and forgave him that. And he is amongst the close ones with me. And for him is a good return in the afterlife.
يا داود إنا جعلناك خليفة في الأرض فاحكم بين الناس بالحق ولا تتبع الهوى فيضلك عن سبيل الله. إن الذين يضلون عن سبيل الله لهم عذاب شديد بما نسوا يوم الحساب.
Verse number 26. O Dawood, I made you a deputy on earth to execute worldly and religious rulings and judgments. So judge between people with justice. And do not follow desires in your judgment between people by inclining towards one of the disputants due to relationship or friendship, or by turning away from him due to enmity, whereby desires will misguide you from Allah's straight path. Those who go astray from Allah's straight path will have a severe punishment due to their forgetting the day of reckoning, because if they were to remember it and fear it, they would not incline to their desires. Beneficial points. 1. The virtues of Allah's Prophet Dawood and the miracles Allah chose him with have been stated. 2. The Prophets, peace be upon them, are protected from mistakes in conveying on Allah's behalf, as the objective of messengership cannot be achieved except through that. However, sometimes certain things according to human nature, such as forgetfulness or absent-mindedness from a ruling, occur from them, but Allah corrects them and quickly shows his grace to him. 3. The scholars have proven the permissibility of partnership between two or more people from the saying of Allah, and many associates oppress one another.
وَمَا خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا بَاطِلًا ذَلِكَ ظَنُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. فَوَيْلٌ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنَ النَّارِ.
Verse number 27. And I did not create the heavens or the earth in vain, but rather, I created them out of complete wisdom to prove the power of Allah and so that He is obeyed in them. That is the belief of those who deny the truth, who believe they were created in vain. So woe to these disbelievers who believe this from the fire of hell on the day of judgment, when they die on the disbelief and bad opinion of Allah they are upon.
أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَالْمُفْسِدِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ نَجْعَلُ الْمُتَّقِينَ كَالْفُجَّارِ.
Verse number 28. I will never make those who believe in Allah, follow His Messenger and do good deeds, like those who make the corruption on earth through disbelief and sins. Nor will I make those who are mindful of their Lord by carrying out His orders and refraining from His prohibitions, like the disbelievers and hypocrites, who are engrossed in sins. Making them both equal is an injustice which does not befit Allah, but rather, Allah will reward the pious believers by entry into paradise and punish the wretched disbelievers by entry into the fire, because they are not equal in Allah's sight, so their reward is not equal in His sight too.
كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ مُبَارَكٌ لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ.
Verse number 29. This Qur'an is a book I revealed to you, O Prophet, abundant in good and benefit. I revealed it so that people ponder over its verses and contemplate its meanings. And so, that the people of enlightened superior intellect take lessons from it.
وَوَهَبْنَا لِدَاوُودَ سُلَيْمَانَ نِعْمَ الْعَبْدُ إِنَّهُ أَوَّابٌ.
Verse number 30. And I granted Dawood, his son Sulaiman, as a favor from me to him, and a grace so that he is pleased. What an excellent servant Sulaiman was! He would abundantly repent and turn to Allah.
إِذْ عُرِضَ عَلَيْهِ بِالْعَشِيِّ الصَّافِنَاتُ الْجِيَادِ.
Verse number 31. Remember when at the time of Asr, purebred fast horses were presented to him, standing on 3 feet, with 1 foot raised. These purebred horses continued to be presented to him until sunset.
فقال إني أحببت حب الخير عن ذكر ربي حتى توارت بالحجاب.
Verse number 32. So Sulaiman said, I preferred love of wealth, these horses being part of it, over the remembrance of my Lord until the sunset.
ردوها علي فطفق مسحا بالسوق والأعناق.
Verse number 33. Return these horses to me. So they returned them to him, then he began striking their legs and necks with his sword.
ولقد فتنا سليمان وألقينا على كرسيه جسدا ثم أناب.
Verse number 34. And I tested Sulaiman and put in his chair part of a child, and that was when he swore by Allah that he will sleep with all of his wives, and each one of them will bring forth a horseman to strive in Allah's way. But he did not say in this oath of his, if Allah wills. So he slept with all of them, but none of them gave birth, except one who gave birth to part of a child. Then Sulaiman repented to his Lord.
قال رب اغفر لي وهب لي ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي إنك أنت الوهاب.
Verse number 35. Sulaiman said, My Lord, forgive me my sins and grant me a kingdom, specially for me, which no person will have after me. My Lord, you give abundantly and are very generous.
فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحَ تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَاءً حَيْثُ أَصَابَ.
Verse number 36. So I responded to him and made the wind subservient to him. It would obey his order gently. There was no shaking in it. Despite its strength and its fast movement, it would carry him wherever he wanted. Verse number 37. And I made the Satans subservient to him, complying with his orders. Some of them were builders, and others were divers, who would dive into the seas and take out pearls from them.
وَآخَرِينَ مُقَرَّنِينَ فِي الْأَصْفَادِ.
Verse number 38. And from the Satans, there were rebellious ones, who were made subservient for him. They were tied up in shackles, unable to move.
هذا عطاؤنا فامنن أو أمسك بغير حساب.
Verse number 39. O Sulaiman, this is my gift, which I granted you in response to what you asked of me. So give whom you want, and stop from whom you want, as I will not take you to account in your giving or holding back.
وَإِنَّ لَهُ عِندَنَا لَزُلْفَى وَحُسْنَ مَآبٍ.
Verse number 40. And Sulaiman is amongst the close ones with us, and he has a good return, which he will return to, and it is paradise.
وَاذْكُرْ عَبْدَنَا أَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الشَّيْطَانُ بِنُصْبٍ وَعَذَابٍ.
Verse number 41. O Messenger, remember my servant Ayyub, when he called upon Allah, his Lord, that Satan has afflicted me with a tiring and tormentful matter.
اركض برجلك هذا مغتسل بارد وشراب.
Verse number 42. So I said to him, strike your foot on the ground. So he struck his foot on the ground. Then water sprung forth for him from it, which he would drink and bathe from, and through it his difficulty and pain would go. Beneficial points. 1. The Quran has been revealed for us to contemplate over it. 2. According to the soundness of a person's heart and intelligence will be the admonition and benefit he takes away from the noble Quran. 3. It is necessary to maintain etiquette when going to people of virtue and position. 4. The verses contain proof for the famous principle, whoever leaves something for Allah, Allah gives him something better in its place.